I wanted to move to Bechari Simei Habriyas on page Kuf Pei Beis. Kuf Pei Beis, Omru Chachameinu Zal. Sometimes I skip he goes through things more quickly, but here he goes on to the next part. Bechari Simei Habriyas, which we all notice. In the Siddur, despite the fact that it's mid-pasuk, I think I mentioned you last time, that V'chari Simei Habriyas is the second half of a pasuk. Mitzasas lavavai nemel lefanecha, V'chari Simei Habriyas. On the article Siddur, I think for the first time, or they don't have a period after Mitzasas lavavai nemel lefanecha. You never noticed, huh? You look at it every day. You have a dash. I have a siddur here. Right? I don't have a period. We grew up, all our siddurim had. The other day I was in a place and they had a Tikkun Meir siddur. I said, wow, we have a stack of them downstairs. They're just gathering dust. But it's the middle of a sentence. And the reason that it's broken up in our siddurim, the whole reason that the Chazal lets out with the words Matzasa Slavavi Nemel Fanecha is because of the custom that by a bris, the Mayal says the Pasik V'chari Simei Habriyas, or the half Pasik.
So what
caused
the
V'chari Simei Habriyas
is what
the Gatim
Mitzvah
required in
the
Mayal
Fenech.
So we'll discuss what it has to do with the Bris, but here it's describing Avraham Avinu. So this is Nehemiah talking. He's saying a praise of Hashem. He's praising Hashem. I'd say some Yerkazim, Santa Shmai Avraham, Sassas Loinel Fenech, V'chari Simei Habriyas. Yeah, Avraham Avinu was safe from our Kazdim. He was commanded with bris. It's referring to Avraham Avinu. So he was the first one to have the mitzvah of bris. Now it seems a little problematic. If you just read it, it doesn't seem to be referring to bris milah. V'chari simei habris, you made with him a covenant. You made a covenant to bris milah b'sarim, where you're going to give the. So it doesn't seem to be referring to bris. It seems just to be a play on words with bris. Or if Schwab explains that it is indeed referring to bris milah, and he explains the connection between bris milah and Eretz Yisrael. I think you all know that the single largest mass bris milah that ever took place. It was Yeshua across the Yarden. So the Midbar, they didn't have bris milah. So some Eretz Yisrael is connected to bris. Probably the second largest is when the Russians came to Eretz Yisrael. They came to America, they didn't all have bris, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were an extraordinary number. They didn't have to. They didn't have to. No. They did it because they wanted to. They didn't have to do it. No one was forcing it on them. And let's see. Let's see how he connects bris to Eretz Yisrael. Omer Chachameinu Zal. Sholesh Mitzias Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God found two Mitzias. Avram, David, and Yisrael. Avram Diksiv U'matzasa Eslavavi Nemla Fanecha is a Mitziah. David Diksiv Matzasi David Avdi. Yisrael Diksiv Ka'anovim Bamidbar Matzasi Yisrael. Ka'an Habirhu. Mashal Le Malgolius Shenofla Bein Achayel to a pearl that fell into the sand. Adam Amashish B'chayel V'kayvrei B'kimvra Shemaitzi Samagolius. The person goes through the sand and sifts it, and all the sand he lets go through until he finds his pearl. Mishamatzah hu mashach esatzreiris miyada v'netan samagalit. K'maiken. B'nei ha'olam heim dugma sachayel. There were many people that existed in the world. Ad shenimtza samagalit Avraham Avinu, till Avraham Avinu came along, he was like the pearl of the first 20 generations. So that was the world. Avraham was the pearl of the world. K'may Ken, Kol told us Am Yisrael, Mashiru lehem hayu k'day legalis Samar Goliath, she David HaMelech. So the pearl of Kla Yisrael is David, v'chi David HaBa'atzmai, Ovar, b'meshech imechai of HaKamah HaPratakois, many experiences, at shalosa b'milo yafyai hator liyas aviv shal Mashiach Hashem. Until his experiences and his hatzlach in dealing with them brought him to be the Mashiach. Hashem Mechem Yisrael Matzais Gashmo B'Midbar B'Matan Torah Shekol Olam Nivra Rak B'Shel HaMargoli Yis Yisrael. So Matzasa Eslobavim Nemal Fanecha is saying that Avraham Avinu was, so to speak, a Metzia. He was the diamond that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found. V'achas Sha'amar Ata Shebacharta B'Avraham Samtu Shmei Avraham Oz La'achar Yosef Metzadik Shana U'Matzasa Eslobavim Nemal Fanecha. After it talks about or caused him in the changing of the name to Avraham, after 90 years, umetzas eslavav einem lefanecha, k'may shenema, behemi b'Hashem, yechashveh olay tzedakah, shetzivo Hashem lelechas eretz kanan, b'teke b'vaya haya rav. I guess this means after he was, but he wasn't 90 years old. I don't know why it says Yosef Metzadik Shana. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Was he 90 at the time? Bishop Reb Sorim says he was 75.
But 90 is when he
did
the Bris. 99.
Yeah. He's saying at the age of 90 he went to Eretz Yisrael. That's not the way I remembered it. Wasn't it 70? 75 was the Bris. Was the Bris Reb Sorim? 70. He went back. What?
He left Har at 75.
He left Chara at 75, so I don't know what he means. Yosef Metzadik Shana.
Yosef Metzadik Shana was 30 years before that. He was 70 and 75.
So I'm not sure what where the 90 comes in. Anyway, V'loy Motzamachim Likvar Asara. I skipped a few lines. V'emim V'Hashem Yechashveh Loi Tzedakah. What's the big emuna? Shitzimo Hashem Lechas Eretz Kanaan V'Teke B'Boye Ha'yarav. Hashem promised to command him Eretz Yisrael. When he gets there, there's a hunger. And then another thing. Hashem promised him the land. He had to pay a big price. So one promise, one avtocha, which is implicit in going to Eretz Yisrael, that you'll be matzliach, and then there's a hunger. Then a promise to Eretz Yisrael, he has to pay for a kever. Rashi says in the beginning of Eira that Hashem did not appear, Shmi Hashem lo neidati lohem. Hashem didn't give him the Shem Hashem. Rashi says because I promised them and they didn't see a fulfillment of the promise. That's hard. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu promises something, you feel that you don't see the fulfillment. Every person has moments like that in life. Where he feels, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where he feels, where's God? This isn't the way it's supposed to be.
It doesn't go the way we want.
You know, it has, there are books about child rearing. Have you ever looked at them? It explains something, then it gives an example. It says, parent, colon, says this. Child, colon, says that. Parent says this, child says that. It teaches you. The problem is the kids don't know their part. Like, you try to do it, parents said this part. The kids didn't get the book. So, in a way, it felt like that to Avraham Avinu, like, you know.
Yeah,
See, Avraham Avinu technically was kind of the land. The Gemara says that he walked the length and width of the land, and he had a kinyan in the land. Now, of course, the Goyim didn't recognize that kinyan. It wasn't a practical kinyan, it was a theoretical kinyan. But Avraham Avinu became the Balabas there, it's Israel. And,
that he was promising it to his children.
He was definitely.
What kind of king was it?
King Chazaka. Chazaka is when somebody walks around the perimeter of a land. Like the Gemara goes so far as to say, there's a halacha in Adam Isa Dovashena Shalai. I can't ask your thing. If you own something, I bow down to it and make it a god. It doesn't become Asa. I can't ask your thing. So the Gemara asks, why the Asherah trees in Eretz Yisrael were Aser. Avraham Avinu was 425 years earlier, and it belonged to him. What?
During
Dreyga.
They said,
during Ega.
They said, Elon.
So Gemara says, they said, Ela lech Yisrael, that evil Elohos Harbe, that they were somehow masking to it. So at any rate, that's Avraham's matzasas levavei nemelafanecha. That he, even though he didn't see sort of God fulfilling his role in the deal, still he had emunah. Va'oz v'choros imei abris v'nasat aloi brismila b'yosei tzadik teshana. The age of 99, you commanded him in brismila. U'b'medrish shekshetziva kadosh baruch hu l'Avraham avinu alamila amalafanav u'mi yobolaisi. Avraham said, where do I get a mail? There were no mailim around. No practicing mailim. Omar, atabatz mecha. Avraham, you do it to yourself. Miyad nota Avraham sakit, vayayichiz ba'arlasai, ubalachtech vayimiz yoresh, ayyazakin. I mean, I don't know why he has to say he was afraid, because he was old. He'd be young, he'd also be afraid. Vayimiz yoresh, ayyazakin. Ma'asa kadish baruch hu, shalach yaday, kiviyachol God stuck out his hand, va'achaz imay. And he helped him along. Is God kosher to do a bris? Mad Hamal Yimal. Only some has Mila.
Even Avram wasn't Hamal Yimal.
He's mitzvah Hamal Yimal. There's some with mitzvah.
Question for the shot. What was the first mile?
What was the first mile? Okay. Avram did many bris. He was Malaz Avadim also. And Ishmael, a 13-year-old, I mean, I don't know what he had to do to get him to the table, but he won. Presumably Eliezer, right? That's right.
He did Ishmael on the same day he did his own.
He did Ishmael on the same day he did his own. So he was 13 and he got over his meal.
Who did
the
other?
Yeah.
Who was the first
male
who had to be assistant?
Assistant. Had a good assistant. But, we said bris, every bris, the male says, Eliyahu malach habris, amoyd al yamini, v'samcheni. So I'm up, stay with me, give me a hand.
Help me out.
Anyway.
Help me out.
V'choros imay habris, v'choros loy habris, enksiv kan. Ela v'choris imai habris. Yigash Baruch Hu ois oiches bai. Wow, that's interesting. That he was holding on with him at the time he did the bris. That kind, that's in the Medrash. V'chein ha-minig shamayel peseach v'choris b'keil ram.
But the bris now, made him serve at two different times.
So he's saying that this bris here is a reference to bris mila. Now he's going to explain the next paragraph. Why we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, not about Brismila. That's very good. So he says v'charais the minik shamayel peseach v'charais v'kol ram lo iris chusay shal Avraham Avinu mevakish gamusi at the dushmaya b'vaylich v'sabris. So it's also a tefillah v'charais yimei abris that the Bible says, and it's also a tefillah Hashem help me also. Now I don't know why, but some bris in the Bible says all the psukim or every other pasuk. So I guess they're different in Hagim. I don't know. If he just got up and said v'chayis me'abris, nobody would notice. See, the reason that they don't do it in most shuls is because everyone's busy catching up then anyway. Went up to v'chayis me'abris. How many people are up to v'chayis me'abris? You have a couple of guys who daven ahead and they're looking to say for a couple of guys who are behind. What?
What happens when you just take up some davenings? Like, you keep up with them.
Yeah, so then you're saying brachas, right? But, okay. Anyway, what does this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So he explains the following. Ayadei HaBris, if Tichai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Bris Mila, he had a promise, Losis HaSeres, Kedani Yechit HaMayi HaPizio Vusi VeGegoshi, Oseis Lazare, V'chim Etzilu B'Parshas Lech Lecha, Shedaiko B'Sho Shetziva Al HaMila, if Tichai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Kanan, it comes together. Nesati L'chol L'Zarech HaEchrecha, Eretz V'Gurecha, Kol Eretz Kanan, L'chuz HaSoylam, what is the connection between Eretz Yisrael and Bris Mila? Hina, yesh ledayik v'loshin ha-kosuv, she-kofal inyan ha-nesina. Also has a double giving. Losei, says Eretz Haknani, losei l'zaroi. Funny, I never noticed. Oh, I don't remember noticing. It says losei twice. Losei Haknani, chidah v'arizim, losei l'zaroi. But Yeshlaim Mashal Yushtei Nesinos. So now he explains it. Shemekaidim Nasar Kosh Baruch Hasa Oret Lashivasa Umais. Shiyeshvu Ba. And a Nesina Shniel Lazar Avram. First, the land was given to the seven nations who live there. The Knanim. Until such time as it would go to Klai Yisrael Kamosha Yida HaTayra Vaknani Ozbaretz. Ukadivri Rashi, Shab, Sha'asa Yahilech Vakaivish is Eretz Israel, Shadnin Nalaim Yakadish Baruch. Mizayah Chana Lesinus Haaretz LeYisrael. Avraham Mivinu made some type of kinyan, and that was Achana Maisi of a similar bottom for Klal Yisrael. Matam Lezeh. Apimah Shomer Torah BeParshas Achrei. Later it says Kamaisei Eretz Mitzrayim UKamaisei Eretz Kanash. And he may maybe ask him Shama Loisasum. Dafka the Knanim in Eretz Yisrael was Shtufei Zima. A very intiznus. In other words, they were, so to speak, the caretakers of Eretz Yisrael till Klal Yisrael comes. And they were, so the Torah calls it Metami Yisaretz. You're full of znus. Shuma Seilu Halchu B'Nesiva Sachi HaKalkalois V'Snagu B'Tei Eivois Hachim U'Shchasei Saksubis B'Tayra. It's interesting that of the whole world, Eretz Yisrael, they behave the worst. V'Pul Laseyam HaMaguulois That's what it is. The more kedusha, Zelum Maseh, what?
He used to sacrifice their children.
The Moloch, that's right. He sacrificed their children. It's an interesting thing. There's a concept, Zelum Maseh Asolakim, that everything that has a potential for bad has a potential for good. Or potential for good has a potential for bad.
You're laying this on your paper in the afternoon.
Parshamer, very good. So what he's saying is that Eretz Yisrael Davka was a makom shot of Zima. V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebabai B'nei Kel Chai B'Shem Hashem Lichvashes Ervas Ha'aretz Hazai Shegadla Hashchasos Ad Kedei Hakol. That the Hashchas in the land was to the point where it vomited the people out. Yachniu Koyach HaTumah. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to know to be machnia, the koyach atoma, the potential toma, everything, the more kedusha it has on one side, the more toma it has on the other side. This Rav Chaim Briska says, if a Levi violates the dinim of a Leviah, he doesn't become Yisrael, he stays a Levi. If a Kayin violates the rules of Kuna, becomes a Chalal, he doesn't become a Levi, he becomes a Yisrael. Because the more the potential for kedusha, like the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
So,
the cholik gets godly like Israel.
But he can't come back if he
returns. Who?
The kayin who marries a grusha could, right? It's funny, his son, who's really innocent, is Israel, as a cholik has the name of Israel.
What was the status with regard to
the Eretz Kanan? Eretz Kanan was always Eretz Israel. It didn't have kedusha in the sense that until Klal Yisrael was kaivishit, all of the mitzvahs didn't apply. So that when they came in, there was fruit that had grown prior. It was not chayav in shuvas ma'isris. You know, the shmita. Until Klal Yisrael was kaivish the land, it's Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. That's where the kedusha began. But the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael is from the creation. Hashem created the world beginning from Eretz Yisrael.
But here, when you're applying Zelum HaZeh, you're implying that because of this great level of Tumah, it was there because of the great level of Tumah.
So the stature of Eretz Yisrael was there in practical terms. And I should say the potential for Kedusha created the potential for Tumah. So there's a potential for Kedusha more than anything. So he's explaining that's the connection to Bris Milah. At the end of the paragraph here, that where Akedah Hakov it says Achrei Yudches Chafei Yachnia Koyachatoma V'Tisala V'Tiskadu Shamokim V'Esek Kedushais and so it have the 10 levels of holiness Akedah Kedusha Shein L'Mayla Imenu U'Mokim Hashoras Hashchina B'Tachtainim. That just like Eretz Yisrael has the potential for great kedusha and the opposite tumah, the same thing the Eivor Abris has potential for to be a taiva habehemis, a very animalistic nature. He's explaining that the control of the desires which led the Knanim to be Metames Haaretz is the Bris Milah. So Bechorei Simei Abris. Chayisrael had a Bris, which was a Tzavah to behave B'Kedusha in these Inyanim. Los Isloi Seres HaKnani. And that's how they got Eretz Yisrael, the similarity is that both the bris in the Guf HaYehudi shows a control of these taivas, and the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael similarly requires a control or a battle with these type of taivas. That's his connection between bris mila and Eretz Yisrael. And as I mentioned, Yeshua coming in was also a point of bris mila. But today, bris mila, Yeshua came in, he was mal klal Yisrael when they entered. So that was, because they didn't do it in the desert, except for the Levi.
They made them bris mila.
No, the bris didn't make anybody tame.
Not tame, but I've been saying it.
It gave them the control, it's a sign of control over taiva. That's what the bris mila is, a sign of control over taiva. Somehow that's connected to Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that the Russians that came here didn't do bris for the most part, and the Russians that went to Eretz Yisrael did somehow. It's just some type of a connection. Okay, we meet next Monday, and I'm going to go to Oz Yashir. It's hard to stay on the same Nakuda. So we'll go to Oz Yashir on Monday, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Monday, Mitzvah Hashem. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Is there a difference in the actual
It's an interesting thing. The period of the Shaiftim, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and the period of the Beis HaMikdash, you would think the period of Beis HaMikdash was a higher level, and somehow the Torah seems to say that the earlier period was greater. They didn't go and run to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the puzzles of Shaiftim. During Shaiftim it says, "Bayamim heim ein melech Yisrael, ish kol ha-yosha bein av-yasen." There was no king, and everyone did what he wanted. Sounds like recess, you know. And it was a higher level. Because to do things when you're not compelled is a higher level than to do things when you're forced. Yeah.
Was there a difference in the presence of the Shekhinah and the level of Shekhinah between that time and the Beis HaMikdash?
They're almost identical. The Pesukim are almost the same. And we find an identical experience that when the Shekhinah first came down in the Mishkan, it says they were not able to go in because of the Kedusha. And it says the same thing about the Beis HaMikdash. When the Onan, Malay Yisrael Mishkan, they couldn't go in. It's not well known. It's a pasuk all the way at the end of the parasha that that when the Shekhinah came down, they couldn't walk in. And it was so, the Kedusha was so great. Very similar experiences.